Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray all is well with you and your families. You know, there are a lot of people passing away. You know, we need to try to show everybody the love of God, right? But let me tell you this. You know, I've come to find out that many people love to try to tell your story when you're an overcomer. And it's because they haven't overcome anything. You know, other people like to try to tell your story, but never want to give you a chance to tell your own story. You know, I just find that truly fascinating how everybody else try to tell your story. You know, what else I find fascinating is that people who have wronged you and have hurt you never apologize to you. Try to tell your story as well. And I just find that fascinating. And the part of the story that they leave out is how they lied to you, how they mistreated you, how they used you. You know, how they used you for money, how they used you for time. You know, this happens a lot even in the body of Christ. You know, a lot of pastors like to use their sermon topics, you know, of people in the congregation who have come to them in prayer, or the people who left the church for whatever reason. Them and God know the real reason, but of course they're never going to tell the congregation the true reason. You know, I just really find it fascinating how, you know, they can sit up there at the pulpit and preach a sermon about you, or they can have a prayer meeting about you, and yet still lie and don't confess what they did. You know, I just find it fascinating. You know, but what the Lord spoke to me on this morning is that, daughter of mine, let them continue to talk and speak ill of you. Don't you worry. You continue to keep your heart posture right. You continue to depend on me. You continue to keep your faith in me. You continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Any tongue that rises up against you, I'm going to condemn it down. I'm going to stop them from talking. I don't need you to go into war with these people. Let me fight for you. Allow me to fight for you. Just sit back and let me be God. Be still and know that I am God. You don't have to argue with these folks. You've given them every warning that I have told you to give them. But yet, they still want to try to make a sermon or a prayer meeting about you when they don't even know you personally. Even the people that you went to church with, the last church you went to. Because the other two churches that you went to, you didn't have no issues with the people at the church, the leadership, or nothing. So understand, you were loved there, but you weren't growing there, so I had you move. Everybody keep trying to tell your story, but they won't let you tell your story yourself. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show them that I am the one having you move the way that you move. I am the one that's having you be still, sit at home, and not go back to that last church because they have not been converted. The pastor has not been converted. The pastors have not been converted. I sent you there because you had been converted. You had been set free. You had been delivered. They could not handle the God in you, the converted you. They did not know you. They went off rumors that someone else said about your family members who still did not even know you, but they knew your family members. So what they did was in error. They never apologized for what they did, but yet they kept making sermon topics and prayer meetings about you. And now I'm about to show that last church that you went to, who sat up there, who spitefully misused you, spread rumors about you, lied about you, hacked your computer and all of your business and everything else. I'm going to go to that pastor myself. You don't have to plead with that pastor, because he's not truly converted. He's not truly converted. He's not truly converted. So allow me to deal with him. And you just be still and know that I am God. And you don't have to fuss. You don't have to cry. You don't have to complain. You are set apart and chosen. You are not like the people that are playing church that go to that church. You are not the people like the people that have been in that church for 20 plus years, but yet they still don't have an intimate relationship with me. You are not them, daughter. So don't let that pastor, nor the concubines, nor the church folk get you dismayed. Take heart. I am the Lord thy God. I am all powerful. I am almighty. You just be still and know that I am God. So for those of you who have been mistreated by the pastors and the leadership at a church, and they try to blame you, and they try to sit up here and talk bad about you from the pulpit and in prayer meetings, yet they were the one at fault because they are not truly converted to follow Christ themselves. Just know, God is about to do what only he can do and what only he is able to do. Because see, I don't have to seek revenge. I don't have to sit up there and do payback. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. So for those of you who have gone through this and yet you're still standing and you're actually doing better than what you were doing when you were going to that church. Because why? You're not spending all your money on church projects and yet there's nothing being done. You can't see anything. You're actually getting things done and handled the correct way. You're not under the manipulation of people are doing this thing for God yet robbing you blind and you can't do anything for yourself because you're doing everything for the church. You're doing everything for the church and then you sit up there and neglect your kids and then now your kids mad at you. Like my kids mad at me. When I was going to the other two churches, me and my kids had a great relationship. It was that last church that I went to. I sat up there and lost everything. Me and my kids' relationship went haywire. Money started looking funny. I mean, like, let's just make this thing very plain, yo. And it's just amazing to me. Like, and then now me and my children still battling to try to get back our relationship, but I'm gonna let God handle that too. I'm going to let God handle everything because at the end of the day, he's a restorer. And I know everything is going to be restored to me. I'm not even stressing on that. I'm not even focused on that. I'm not even worried about that. But for those of you who constantly keep on bringing up my name because I'm an overcomer and I even overcame you. Yeah, that part, you know, Akiti, killing giants is what I do, yo. Like, y'all sat up there, came off of what someone else said who did not even know me, who was going off, you know, my family members and not knowing that I was, like, one of the strongest. I was the youngest, but I was the strongest. And I wasn't around the rest of them. I was always, you know, somewhere else. And see, so you just assumed, and this is what your assumptions have gotten you, and, like, y'all didn't even know that I had an intimate relationship with God. Huh? See, y'all need to be very, very careful when y'all come up against people. Like, you don't know the relationship with God. Y'all so used to people sitting up here playing church. Y'all so used to people playing holy. But at the end of the day, you reap what you sow. You sow good, you reap good. You sow evil, you reap evil. I'm going to let God be God. And I'm going to be still because I know he's God and he's all powerful. Did it, see? Enjoy your day.